Locker room chats continue as we now get an opportunity to talk with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanslicek. It is presented by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, you get an opportunity to get in an offensive shootout in your game last week against Blue Valley, but Rams able to come away with the win 66-44. You know, despite the loss, I'd have to imagine it was at least a good feeling to get out there into a game where your offense was able to move the ball and score some points.
Yeah, seems like the first time this year we were actually able to move the ball, see the offense actually work like it's supposed to. The boys played really hard this week. Besides the second quarter, which I don't know, that's been our fail all year long is the second quarter, seems like. But they came out and they played hard. They were doing their jobs. My defense, on the other hand, we just could not stop their pass. I think they had 6 touchdowns against us. I'm not sure what the problem is. my D-backs, I think they're coming off their coverage too quick and trying to take care of the run, trying to help the line out there, and that's getting us in trouble. We're trying to fix all that. We've got to get our defensive line to get some pressure on the quarterbacks. But no, it was good. We ran the ball really good. Connor Womack just ran really strong the whole game with no breaks whatsoever. And he had one heck of a game.
Yeah, you mentioned Kyler. Kind of wanted to go into that point as well. Obviously, you've dealt with some injuries and just shuffling of the roster, just getting guys moving around a lot throughout the course of the year. But guy like Storm Hackler and then Kyler as well, both contributing in a big way.
Yes, they are. Storm's one of those kids. We moved him right up into quarterback. He's doing really well on it. He's a strong runner. Kyler is a strong runner. We even brought Eric Bloom up from end, and he ran really good. Didn't get the yardage. It seemed like their right side of their line was a little bit tougher than the left side, so we were just going to take advantage of that all we could. Usually we like to throw the ball quite a bit, and we just decided to stick to the game plan and just keep running it and run it until they stopped us. So it was good to see him get some good, strong runs. Had a couple fumbles right in the middle in the second quarter. I think that's kind of what happened to the boys was we got down on ourselves. Had a couple fumbles, a couple penalties at the wrong time, shooting ourselves in the foot just like last week. But then after halftime, I had a little talk. I think some of the leaders of the team talked to everybody and got them motivated, and we had a really, really good second half.
Coming up next for Wetmore, they travel to Axtell. We'll talk about that matchup right after this. Continuing to talk with Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanslicek, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. Coach, again, coming off the game against Blue Valley where you were able to get some momentum going on offense, obviously now it's a much different animal this week. Travel on the road, number one team in 8-man D2, Axtell, seem like world beaters right now. You know, just what do you see from Axtell and the big reasons they're having such good success this year?
Honestly, I haven't even got to watch film on them. I'm planning on doing that this afternoon. But Axtell is Axtell. They're going to come out and they are just going to kick you in the teeth right off the bat. They're going to pass a lot. They are a really good football team, and like I said, we've been having trouble with our pass coverage a little bit, and so we've got to really tighten all that up if we want to compete with these guys. Coach Detweiler's doing a heck of a job up there, got one heck of a program. His son's throwing the ball real well, running the ball real well. We've got to keep him halfway under control. And we've got to get some pressure on the quarterback to relieve our defensive backs a little bit, and that's kind of our game plan. But no, they got one heck of a program. They've got one heck of a season going on.
What are the expectations, and just ultimately, what would you like to see from your team on the field this week against Axtell?
If we're going to compete in this game, we've got to get some pressure on their quarterback. We've got to stay on our coverages the whole time. We've got to get better at defending that pass, and if we can do that, I think we can stay with them. And if we can't, it's going to be a long night again.
Wetmore head football coach Miles Hanslicek joining us here on our Locker Room Chats brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Wetmore Family Medicine. His team heading off to Axtell, number one team in 8-man D2, coming up on Friday. Coach, as always, we appreciate your time throughout the week, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.